Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host, Jeremy Newdell.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. You are listening to our final episode ever on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I cannot believe that this is it. This is the end. Here we are, Jeremy.
Oh, my God. It's been an amazing effing ride. Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
It really has. And there's so many things that I want to open up for today's topic. And I just, you know, today we're talking about trusting your desires. And, you know, after the insanity of this eclipse corridor that we've gone through, I think many of us are sort of standing as the dust is, you know, settling and the smoke is clearing, and we're like, what the heck is going on? What have I just been through? Where am I? And really, I think most importantly is, do the things that I've been saying that I want, are they still the things that I want? And do I believe and trust and have faith that I can have them and that they're sustainable and all of those things? And we're going to get into all of that. But really quick, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let everybody know, if you are in San Francisco this coming March 3rd and 4th, it's a Saturday and a Sunday, I am co-hosting an event with my friend and colleague Ryan Allen entitled Transformation Lab. This is two full days of power-packed coaching, individual coaching, using conscious movement to unlock the wisdom of the body, guided meditation, intensive self-discovery. We are also going to be going through my tool, the emotional architecture, which is about learning how to use your emotions to gain insight into your personal truth and use them to create a life that is authentic and empowered. This is going to be an amazing 2 days, and you definitely want to take part in it. If you're in San Francisco, March 3rd and 4th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days, it is at my friend's private studio called Lifted. And if you are around, please check it out. You can go to my website, andrewmartin.energy, click on the events tab, and you'll see more information. This is going to be a beautiful small group. We are limiting this to only 10 people, so you make sure that you get personal attention and one-on-one focus from both myself and Ryan. And I think we already have like 3 or 4 people signed up, so we're about halfway full. So check it out. And if you're interested, or if this resonates for you, I think it's definitely something you should check out, because it's going to be fantastic. But on we are to today's topic, trusting your desires. And I have to give credit where credit is due. This was Jeremy's idea for the topic. And so I want to make sure that everyone knows that. But, you know, really,
thank you.
You're welcome. You know, one of my sort of fundamental beliefs, and one of the core tenets of my practice and of my life, is that, you know, a lack of faith or trust in the universe or our guides or spirit or God or whatever it is that you want to call it, I think that that really just boils down to a lack of faith or trust in ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because I do believe that we are God. We are the universe. We are that creative force in a human form. But really, on the other side of, you know, an intense passage like this past eclipse season that started in August and just wrapped up this past week with the solar eclipse, you know, it's no joke, because really, I mean, I think that, the eclipse season always reveals to us what is hidden, what is unconscious, perhaps what we have not been paying attention to. And for many of us, it was a period of time where we were really forced to kind of look very deeply into what we desired, what it was that we were creating, and to really one of two things, like double down and take ownership of it and say, yes, this is what I want, and I am more focused than ever before. Or, you know, allow ourselves to say, you know what, this isn't what I want anymore, and I'm going to abandon it. And then quite often, many of us, and I would say most of us, found ourselves somewhere in the middle, which was to say, yeah, I need to examine this. Yeah, I want to get clearer on this. And perhaps I'm refining or purifying some of my intentions and letting go of some stuff. But really, when it comes right down to it, I still want what I want. But how do we want what we want and trust we can have it while still creating a space for something better or something greater or something more amazing to show up? And so this sort of calls us into, I mean, I don't know, Jeremy, the way I feel about this is allowing ourselves to trust our desires and believe that what we want we can have really calls in sort of all of our tools and all of our abilities as master creators, because it's not easy stuff.
Yeah.
Not easy stuff to trust yourself and have faith in yourself, oftentimes, or especially in the face of a world or a person or a group of people who are telling you that it's unrealistic, that it's not possible, and that you're just being crazy and get your head out of the clouds.
Yeah.
You know, what was it for you, Jeremy, that sort of inspired this topic and this idea?
Yeah. So basically what I have been really learning is just, well, I mean, so many things have happened in this eclipse corridor, and it's like so many things, like just insane learning, insane going into myself and so much work. And what I've learned is just there are certain things that I'm pulled by and pulled, you know, to. And sometimes like we're pulled to the things that we're like, that are kind of outside the boundaries of what our beliefs are saying is our best or our highest or whatever. And we're kind of just like, wait, why do I want this if this isn't my highest? And then sometimes we're pulled to things that we know are our highest that are, we're afraid to step into because it's like, oh my God, that's crazy. But like, there's this, in either case, there's a sense of trusting sort of the mystery of the universe, just trusting the mystery of the fact that it's pulling you. And so there's kind of like there's those two extremes where it's like there's trusting what you kind of know you want to do. That's okay. This is going to be really challenging and really it's going to inspire a lot of growth. And then there's the other side where it's like, okay, there's this thing that I'm pulled to that I have this belief about that's saying, oh, this isn't in my highest. And so I think it's really maneuvering, like if you're in like a little paddle boat, like maneuvering both of those situations with grace. And it's not easy by any means, but how it's shown up for me is that I'll start off with the one where you're pulled by something that you think isn't in your highest belief, isn't in your highest best. And I think the reason why you're pulled to it, even knowing that, okay, this isn't my highest, this isn't the best behavior, it's because it's trying, the reason you're pulled by it is because it's like saying like, hey dude, like, this is what you have a judgment on. This is what you're like saying isn't in your highest, and you know that you don't have a good relationship that you kind of need to like create a more relaxed relationship with about. So for me, I had like in the beginning of the week, I was like, I woke up and I just didn't, literally, I didn't want to do anything relating to like working on myself. All I wanted to do was just like eat and like, you know, all of these things that I knew were bad for me or whatever, that I had this judgment about. And because I've just been entrenched in this theme of trust, and this is even before we even came up with this topic, this theme of trust has been so prevalent in my life. And so I just was like, all right, I'm just going to trust. Like, I'm just going to like relax into this and just like fall into this and like, I don't know, just develop the best relationship with it I can. So I kind of just like let myself go through it and let myself fall into it and not fight these desires that I had that were coming up so naturally. And so I just relax into them. And what I realize is that when you sort of just like relax and release the struggle of the things, it ends up being such an amazing gift, because not only does it, you sort of naturally rise to the surface, and when you kind of let the tides take you down, it sort of just naturally has its way of going back up. But the process of this, actually, it's like you're unraveling these judgments that you have about, you know, oh, I shouldn't eat this, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't, you know, whatever. It's like these things are coming up for you for a certain reason, and they're here to be integrated, and they're here so you can have the best possible relationship with them. And so it's like, not like, and so really what they're really doing is they're trying to shake out this idea of specialness, rather that something is, you know, especially good or especially bad. And it's all just really neutral, because they just want to be neutral. They just want to be seen as equal as everything else. And when you have these judgments about things, you're kind of making them more special. And when you think something, oh, this is, you know, my one true soulmate, you're making it kind of more special. And they don't like to be in those places. They want to be neutral. And so that's what they're doing. And so when you're in deep places of, you know, healing, or deep places of like going down into the dirt it really, when you keep coming back to this idea of trust, and I'm gonna really kind of break down what this, what really trust is, you know, later on in the episode. But when you just keep coming back to trust, you are strengthening your relationship with these, with not only the thing that you're dealing with, but the process itself. So later on in the journey, when you encounter other things that you're unraveling, it's easier because you're strengthening, and the pillars are actually getting more and more and more solid by just keep coming back to trust. And again, I'll get into more like what exactly trust is next, but that's sort of what spurred this. That's what inspired this.
I love that. And I think we're getting ready to take a break, but I think, you know, that sort of leads me to, you know, my experience through this eclipse passage in the past several months have been so intense about the reevaluation and the reevaluation and the reevaluation over and over again. And I think, just like you said, rather than elevating something to especially good or especially bad, rather than making something a big, powerful part of our experience, I always come back to one of the most powerful tools I think we have at our disposal when we're in the midst of an a spiritual journey or experience, or just life in general, is our curiosity.
Yeah.
Being curious about, what does this want to show me? Being curious about, what does this possibility represent? Being curious about, what is the value here? Rather than saying, oh, now I have to do this for the rest of my life, or I never have to do that again, or saying, this is the thing that I can only do from now on, or this is the thing that I always avoid, just being curious. And when we come to these places, you know, the again, the eclipse corridor always represents a deep, deep personal inventory of what we want and why we want it. But I think really what it does is it offers us an opportunity to objectively look at our lives and really decide, what is it that I want to stake a claim to? And rather than letting ourselves get so hung up on looking for the answer and saying, okay, this is the thing I've been looking for, just be curious about it, right? And anything that we perceive as a block or a barrier or a hurdle on our path, I believe is really just an aspect of ourselves that we don't recognize.
Yeah.
So when something comes up and we go, oh my God, I can't get around it, I can't get through it, I can't get over it or under it, just stop. Stop fighting it, stop pushing it, stop resisting it, and just become curious about it. Ask it, what is it that you know about myself that perhaps I've forgotten? We're going to dive into this topic more deeply. We've got a lot of stuff that we, as usual, a huge topic to unbox in less than an hour. If you are listening to us and you would like to involve yourself in the conversation, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on the player that's got our faces on it. It will open up a new window. There's a little button there that says ask. You can email us a question or a comment. And if we are, if we're feeling that it's in the vibe, we will discuss it on the air. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the final episode of A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy.
I've never heard that intro music before. I feel like it's bittersweet.
It totally is. Like, we're kind of sitting around the campfire crying. today, we are talking about desire. We are talking more specifically about can you trust or how to trust your desires. And I think that one of the most challenging things, especially with this most recent eclipse quarter, I know myself and many of my clients, many of the people that I've been working with in my groups and workshops have been dealing, you know, contending with this reality of oftentimes we are questioned or sort of challenged on what we desire, not because we're being asked to give it up, but oftentimes that can make us really insecure, right? When we have a desire of how we want things and an idea of how we want things to go, right? There's something that we really want to manifest and the universe almost never gives it to us in the way that we think it should come to us or we want it to come to us. And when it doesn't happen exactly how we think it should happen or when we think it should happen, that oftentimes becomes something that we internalize and make it about like, oh, I can't have it. It's not possible. It's never going to happen. And we make it this really, we let that turn into doubt and insecurity when oftentimes it's just the universe saying, hey, yeah, you can have this, but maybe not now, or maybe not in this way, or maybe there's a few things that need to happen before this can, pop up into your reality. So I think that's the question, right? Is how do I maintain my faith and trust in what I want, but at the same time hold space for it to show up in its own way, in its own time, or let something else that's more aligned with what I want, that's more satisfying or more rewarding or more challenging show up in its place and still be okay with that. Mm. You know, I think about years ago, I had a spiritual mentor who told me, she said, Andrew, the key to a life free from suffering is to expect what you find. And I always thought that that was one of those like mind pretzel sort of Zen master sayings of like, what does that even mean?
Expect what you find.
But I see very clearly that you show up, you do your best, you put out your vision, you put out your dream, you do your work, and then you show up and you allow whatever pops up to pop up.
Yeah.
Right? And how do we let the universe, because to me, this is co-creation in its purest form, is understanding that we're not doing this on our own. We've got our co-creators, our collaborators, our physical and non-physical partners who are in it with us. And sometimes it's just a matter of waiting for that cake to bake or allowing the opportunities to line themselves up or trusting that, you know, if it doesn't come the way that we thought it would, that there's a better way for it to come. And isn't that like when the mind comes in, right? When it doesn't show up how we think it should or how we think it want, then the mind comes in and says, oh, see, told you you couldn't have it. Told you it wasn't going to happen. And I think for me, especially, that's one of the tricky ones, is letting my mind be a part of the process without sort of, you know, talking me out of it or destroying the whole experience. So
yeah.
How do we do that? I mean, when we have a desire and we have something that we want, but either it isn't showing up at all or it's showing up in a way that we don't recognize or don't understand, like, how do we let that be? How do we trust that what is coming to us, even if it doesn't look like what we wanted, is still something that we can find value in?
So whenever we have experiences that are like, oh my God, what's going on? How can I trust in this situation? Because, you know, my mind doesn't see it, the whole thing, or I'm whatever. One of the most remarkable tools that I've discovered during this eclipse corridor was the power of calling things your friend and calling things your family. And I know it sounds so simple, but it's so powerful. So, for example, if you're in a space and you're like, oh, my God, I don't know what's going on. It seems like my life went the complete opposite way than I thought it would or that I wanted it to. If you just stop and you just say, this experience is my friend. This experience is me. This is showing me an aspect of myself, and it is my friend. It is my friend. And you just call it your friend. And what's so amazing about consciousness is when you call something your friend, it becomes your friend. That's how masterful you are. And so if we think about our intention, or we think about our free will, or we think about our consciousness as being an active participant in the world, as like a little pebble. And then when we just drop this little pebble in the mystery of creation that is reality, that is our reflection of our life, as if it's like a little body of water, a little cup of water, we drop the pebble into the water, it ripples out, and then it comes back. That's how it works. That's the reflection. So if we are looking at something, and I've been using this like very literally too, like if there's someone that cuts me off in traffic, or if there's someone that I'm having a hard time liking just in general, I literally just say in my mind, this is my friend. These are my friends. This is my family. You know, and sometimes like there'll be your family that, you know, if you say this is my family, it doesn't actually feel as powerful as if you were talking about your family and say, these are my friends. Or if there are people in your life that aren't your family and you say, this is my family, this is my brother, this is my sister, it's so freaking powerful because you're calling them your friend, you're calling them your family, and then it is so. That is the magic of it all. Is you say like if there's like I don't know, like one of your exes or you know, like someone that you just don't like or that it's just really hard for you to like, and you just say in your mind, this is my friend. It's so unbelievably powerful because they become your friend, and you start to integrate the aspects of yourself that they represent. And so that could be said for anything. So that could be said for like any challenge in your life. So if like a challenge comes up or an emotion comes up and you just say, this is my friend, these are my friends, this is my family, this is me in a different form. When you just start affirming that and you just keep going there, this is my friend, this is my friend, this is me, this is here to help me, this is my friend. It's amazing. It's so powerful what that does. And what I really want to do briefly is just talk about what this idea of trust, because when you say this is my friend and this is my family and you're like, I don't know how we do know as spiritual beings that we are all one. So when you say this is my friend, this is my family, that's what you're really affirming, is that we're all one. But really you're like, you don't really know why, like, you know, like you're just sort of saying that to empower the situation. But also when you're saying this is my friend, this is my family, and you're keep coming back to trust, let's look at the word trust. When I was really contemplating and sitting with the word trust the other day, or about a week ago, and what I realized is that if we look at the word trust, right, all of these words are very cryptic in consciousness. They're very perfect. And so when you look at trust, you're actually looking at something like a trust fund. And so like I was saying before, when you drop the pebble into the water and it ripples out, and you're constantly coming back to trust and you're constantly dropping trust into the water, what you're doing is you're developing a trust fund so that the roots of the experiences that you're having are rooted deeper and deep. Every single time you trust, you're rooting it deeper and deeper and deeper. So the trust fund, the next time you come across a challenging situation, is going to be that much easier for you to deal with. It's almost like when the roots go deeper and deeper and deeper, every single time you strengthen and solidify these pillars of trust that are holding up the deepest truths that are inevitably there for you to discover, and they're inevitably there for you to unwrap. They're your gifts. When you do that, you're just making it easier and easier on yourself in the future to go through these challenging things. Because what we learn is that a lot of these challenging things that we're going through are just kind of lower iterations of the same sort of challenges that are just going to be experienced in higher and higher iterations and dimensions when we all inevitably ascend into 5D. So what you're doing when you're trusting is you're just anchoring deeper and deeper and deeper these pillars of trust, so that when you do go through them, it's not that the challenge is going to be any different. The challenge is going to be the exact same, just in a kind of higher, different way. But it's just going to be easier for you. It's going to feel more alkaline. It's going to feel more pure and like you've actually healed so much so that you can step off the rung that you're at and see that new iteration of the same challenge or that same idea of pain and suffering, but in a new and more trusting way. And again, this trust is just building that foundation, building that fertile soil. So I just
love that. Ugh. I love that. And my version of, and I love the friend and family idea. And my version of that is just rather than having to decide if this is good or bad, a success or a failure, wanted or unwanted, just trust that it's valuable. There's a reason this is coming to me. And can I just allow whatever is in front of me? Can I allow whatever is moving through my awareness and my experience? Can I just trust that it's valuable? And I think that one of the biggest things is the why. And, you know, another token that a mentor had given me years ago was just delete the need to know. It doesn't matter why. And knowing why isn't going to make it any easier. And knowing why isn't going to bring any context, right? The why is only, the mind is the only part of us that ever wants to know why. The true self, the soul, the, you know, the spirit, always just trust that this is coming to me because it's valuable and there's something here for me because we know from that soul perspective that we are all connected to it. And so why would God withhold anything from itself? It's always bringing to us what we require for the next level of awareness or the next step into the unknown or the next piece of our experience. So when we can just trust that, you know what? I'm just going to trust that this is valuable, and also allowing ourselves to have that emotional experience within that to say, okay, I can trust that this is valuable, but I don't have to like it, right? I can trust that this is valuable and still be afraid or still be angry or still be unsure or whatever it is. So yeah. We don't have to decide, right? It's like we oftentimes try to hold ourselves hostage within our spiritual experience and say, oh, well, if I'm not positive and happy and joyful, then I'm doing something wrong. Or if I have a negative emotion, then that means I'm out of my vortex and I'm out of alignment. No, allow yourself to be where you are and trust that you can still show up and be willing. You can still ask to see the value in your circumstances without having to whitewash your emotional experience and say, well, it's only going to happen when I'm joyful. And if it's not happening in the way that I thought it would, or it's not coming to me, it's because I did something wrong. So we are going to continue this conversation around the idea of trust. We have to take a quick break. Again, if you want to participate in the conversation, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the player, and you'll see a little window up, open up. Click the ask button, and you can send us an email with your question or comment. We'll be right back after this break.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy, the last half hour of our final episode ever. And today we are talking about trusting your desires. And we've started to talk a little bit about, you know, how can we trust ourselves and how can we allow these things in our experience, especially when they don't seem to match anything that we thought was coming our way or they seem to be really inexplicable. And how can we hold that faith and trust while things perhaps don't seem to be moving in the direction that we thought that they would? And, you know, one of the things that has really helped me in my life, you know, is this saying, and I think it's so true, and it's actually kind of funny, is that, you know, the universe is under no obligation to make sense to you. And I think that is one of the most powerful things, is we can understand that as we move into these higher levels of reality, we are going to find less and less familiarity in terms of what the mind recognizes, right? We're moving into the unknown. We're stepping across that threshold of the comfort zone over and over and over. And what I know is when we try to live a life solely through the mind, we are setting ourselves up for misery and suffering in a major way, because the mind is only an archive. The mind only has access to what we have experienced up until this point. The mind is not good and can't predict what's going to happen in an unknown situation. So kind of what you were talking about earlier, Jeremy, about the idea of the trust fund, which I love, is that, you know, every time I move into a situation and I just trust and allow myself to move forward, I'm putting, you know, I'm sort of investing in the escrow of my trust fund.
Yeah.
And the thing that I love about that is when we trust and allow things to unfold, and then in hindsight, we can look back and go, oh my gosh, now it's so clear.
Yeah.
I see it. What we're doing is we are creating a battery of evidence, a body of evidence, so that the next time we move into the unknown, the mind can go, oh, wait, no, actually, I do remember that one time that we did it and it did work out. So it's not about letting the mind be the only thing that dictates our experience, but oftentimes the mind is the thing that we get into such an adversarial relationship with. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to make sense of it, and we're trying to logically and rationally understand these things that have no bearing necessarily on logical and rational experiences. So when we can let our mind be unhappy, afraid, scared, unsure, and still proceed anyway, but then when we have this trust fund, we can offer it to the mind and say, it's okay, honey. You know, it's sort of like giving, you know, a little snack to your little pet, or giving a kid a toy to sort of keep it occupied, is saying to the mind, like, look, I get it. You're afraid. You've never been here before. But here is a reminder of the time when we did trust and we did believe and things worked out okay. It may not shut the mind up, but it will soften it a little bit. It will sort of ease some of that resistance. And talking about like resistance and struggle, I think another thing that I would like to offer up for our listeners is that when we find ourselves struggling and we feel like we're pushing that boulder up the hill, to me, that is always evidence that we are doing work that doesn't belong to us. And I love Byron Katie. This is something that I got from her. She says there's only three kinds of work. There's your work, there's my work, and there's God's work. And anytime we feel struggle or fear in our lives, it's because we're trying to do work that doesn't belong to us. And I love that idea that when there's something that I want and I'm trying to create it or call something into my world, but it doesn't feel like it's happening, it feels heavy, entangled, and frustrated, that's me just trying to do somebody else's work, right? Sometimes it's a matter of timing. Sometimes my helpers, my collaborators are saying, no, Andrew, we're working on it. It's just we're waiting for the right time, or there's some things we need to line up. There's some synchronicities and intersections that need to happen before this can really pop. So just let it go. Just let it go, because the minute that you are struggling is always a sign that you have stepped out of the flow and that you have created resistance within your experience and you feel like there's something you have to fight against or struggle against. Just let go and get back into that flow and allow yourself to be carried, and trust that when it's time for us to take action, we will know. You always know, right? How do you know? You just know. You know it like you know your name. When it's the right time for something, it is always effortless and there is always ease. Now, that doesn't mean that it's easy. Ease and easy are not the same thing. But when we get to that place of trust and flow, you begin to see like, oh, yep, this is what it feels like when I'm creating, when I'm creating drama for myself. This is what it feels like when I'm trying to force things to be something perhaps that they're not. So I can just let go. I can trust and let things readjust. You know, because we don't have to control everything. The universe is self-correcting. Right. If I went left when perhaps I should have gone right, it's like GPS. It's going to find a way to recalculate the path and open it up for me again.
Mm. Yeah.
Beautiful. So I don't know. I think faith and trust is one of those things that oftentimes gets tricky because, you know, it requires us to proceed in the absence of physical evidence when sometimes the only thing we have access to is how we feel.
Yeah.
And being able to say like, yeah, man, this sounds crazy or this looks crazy. I know, but when I come back to how I feel, it feels like the right thing. It feels like the thing I have to do right now. And it feels like this is the right direction for me to move in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I just feel pulled to talk about is one of the things that Matt Kahn says that really stuck with me is that, you know, in the spiritual community, we can get in this habit of kind of talking crap about the mind. Like, let's get in a circle and just talk crap about the mind. And, you know, our mind is, like he says, it's a genius machine. It really is. It's here to serve us. It's here. It's just beautiful. It's like what I was in meditation the other day, and I was just blown away of how brilliant my beautiful mind is. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that. And, you know, when the mind is going nuts and when it's like, you know, it's very noisy and stuff. I mean, one thing that I can recommend that is a really beautiful mantra that I have just been adoring lately is when things come up, you can just put your hand on your heart and just say, it is good, my love. It is good, my love. When things come up, it is good, my love. It is good, my love. And you're just affirming the goodness of reality. You're affirming the goodness that you are. And so, you know, when I hear the thing like, oh, get you need to get out of your own way, you know, really what that means to me is instead of basing my reality based off of the, you know, the things that I'm coming up with or the ideas that I'm attaching myself to, really, it's just a matter of dropping into your body and just having the willingness to feel, just the willingness to feel. Are you willing to feel into your body? That's literally all it takes. Like on the spiritual journey, one of the greatest gifts that we're given is a body. And when we're able to drop into our body and feel, that's when it's like when, again, Matt Kahn, you know, I've heard him say like, when you hug your lover, when you're in a beautiful embrace with your beloved, how often are you like, this makes so much sense? It's like, no, you just know, cause you're totally in your body. You're in your experience. And so, you know, that's part of what trust is, building the fertile ground. It's helping you realize that your salvation isn't going to come by figuring it all out. Your salvation is going to come by feeling into your body and keep and just constantly and relentlessly coming back to trust. And, you know, there's in the things that work for me is to just tell yourself, it is good, my love. It is good. It is good, my love. I love you. It's okay. It's all here for you. It's literally all here for you. I need do nothing. It's here for you. Everything is done for you. I was in an experience where things were literally just being handed to me in the most magical way, where I didn't even know the things that I wanted were there, and they were just handed to me. And then I had an experience where I was needing help, and I was like trying to make it happen, and it wasn't happening. And I just realized that even that is here for me. It's here to show me my self-sustainability. And so when you just keep coming back to trust and keep dropping that pebble of trust back into the water and just like letting the ripples come out and trusting and allowing that trust fund to develop. So the next time you go through these, you know, trials and tribulations, it's just going to be naturally that much easier. Like it's just, you're going to feel into it and be like, oh my God, I don't know how, but I just feel like this is easier than it was before. And it's going to be the same challenge, but actually in a higher iteration. So you're going to be facing more and experiencing a deeper challenge of the same sort of frequency, but you're going to be able and ready to conquer it and to, you know, to face it because of the fertile ground and the deep, deep roots that you've cultivated with trust. So just keep coming back to trust. I want you to picture that pebble, drop it in the water and say, trust, 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 and just watch what happens. Watch what happens and watch what comes back.
I think one of the things that is sort of emerging here is, you know, one of the deepest things I think about faith and trust and moving and allowing ourselves to be carried by ourselves in the direction of our desires or our highest expression or our highest good is trust acquires trust, which I know sounds a little bit frustrating. It's a bit like the snake eating its own tail, but it really does require you to say, okay, one of the things that I know to be true that in order for lasting change or transformation to occur in our lives is we must be willing to move towards our discomfort. We must be willing, like you said, to drop into the body and to allow myself to be in my discomfort or my disbelief or my uncertainty and still be present and still allow. You know, we got a question from Sandra, and we can continue this on more on the next segment, but she's asking, you know, can you elaborate a little bit on your own experience of trust? You know, the ones where the little human mind goes, geez, I couldn't have come up with that. And one of my clearest things from the very beginning of my practice was my guides telling me very early on, Andrew, your job is not to find clients. Your job is to just show up and share your truth and the clients will come. Mm. And that was one of the biggest things for me to trust because I came from a business background as an entrepreneur and also working for other companies. You know, I had to always come up with a way to sell something or to get, you know, to market something. And so very early on, one of the most challenging things for me to trust was that as long as I show up and I am willing to be of service, everything else falls into place. And I have to say, after almost 6 years of doing this work full time, that is one thing that I know for sure is all I have to do is show up, drop into that place and allow the information to come through. And it does every single time without fail. But the only way that I now have that history to look back on and go, see, yeah, it's true, was to do it in the first place. There has to come a point where we must say, you know what? All I know is I have to trust this feeling that is pushing me forward, this feeling that is calling me forth, and I may not have any evidence that this is going to work out. I just have to trust my gut and trust my feeling, and I'm just going to show up and I'm going to be willing. And when you are, and when you do, things begin to open up in ways that seem magical, and then eventually you're on the other side of it, and you look back on it, and you go, oh my gosh, there's no way I could have made that up. But it's so clear to me now, having taken that step into faith, that this was the right choice. So we're going to take a quick break. We've got one more segment to complete this gigantic topic. So stay with us. You're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeff. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our last bit of airtime with the Life Untethered. We've got about 10, 12 minutes left. And today we're talking about the topic of trust and how to really trust your desires. And, you know, we started to unbox this a little bit in the last segment of, you know, giving our personal examples of how we have, you know, sharing perhaps with you some of the ways that we have learned how to trust ourselves and find ourselves on the other side of that, you know, that chasm between where we are and where we want to go. And oftentimes the only way to get there is through a leap of faith. You know, I want to share with you, I think, a practical exercise that may help you is when we are in these periods of massive expansion and integration like we are right now, oftentimes we don't really know what to trust and we feel a little bit shell-shocked, like Matt Kahn says, angels with PTSD. And I think an exercise that I like to offer is very, very simple. But what it does is it allows you to be present with whatever is in your experience right now, rather than trying to project, well, what's going to happen next week or next month or 6 months from now, which can just make us crazy. Understanding that the clarity we seek is only ever present in the moment. My power, my clarity, my ability to create for myself is only ever present right here, right now. And so one of the things that I will offer up to you is every morning, give yourself about 10, 15 minutes, maybe even five if that's all you have, and just sit with yourself. Take a few deep breaths, center yourself, and find that place where you can feel the stillness and you can feel the silence and ask the very simple question, what are the five most valuable things for me to focus on today? And what feels like the five most valuable things for me to focus on today? This is not an inquiry of the mind. This is an inquiry of the heart and the soul and asking what are the most five most valuable things for me to feel into today really allows you to begin to see. Maybe one of the things is just to trust. Just understand that where you are is the right place because really, P.S., where you are is always the right place. But understanding that it's not always about action. And the mind, when we're in this place of the unknown and the void, the mind is always going to want to freak out looking for action so that it can fix it or change it or repair it, when oftentimes what we're being called to do is just continue to flow through the unknown and trust that the opportunity to make a choice or a decision is coming. So I just want to give you that. Ask yourself in the morning, take the breath, find yourself, center yourself, and then ask, what feels like the five most valuable things for me to know today or focus on today or be aware of today? And just allow yourself to trust whatever comes up. And you may have to ask that question sometimes several times throughout the day to remind you. But I think it's just giving you the knowledge to remember that what you're seeking and what you require is only ever present right here, right now. And I think one of the most difficult truths that we can grapple with, or at least the most difficult one for me to finally accept, was that if I don't have something in the present moment, it's because I don't need it in the present moment. Because we will always be given what we require, even if perhaps that's sitting with the discomfort or the fear that comes up around the belief that I don't have what I require. So I just want to offer that up as a tool because I think one, you know, again, trust is a tricky one. We can only ever see the evidence oftentimes of our trust being a positive thing in hindsight, right? So isn't that a big ask sometimes, Jeremy, to say to people, oh, just trust. How do I trust you? Just
yeah. Yeah, totally.
But really, that's kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And you have an experience with, you know, wanting to move to Hawaii. That's been, I think, a good example of that.
Yeah, I've been having this desire to move to Hawaii for like over a year now. And I kind of let it go for like a big majority of last year. I was kind of just like, you know what? Like, I don't even know if I really want it anymore. It's just like too hard. I don't even know. And it's just all of the components sort of just locked into place at one point this year. And it was still a slow process. I plan, you know, it's before I actually get on a plane and go, but now it's like, it's starting to crystallize where it's starting to become very, I'm be staying at for a little bit before I, you know, start the momentum. But yeah, it was just, you know, I think that was the question was like, practical or like things that we've experienced of like having to trust. And really we're all going to have our own like relationship with, you know, with trusting. And that's like part of the game. And we're all here to sort of help each other heal and learn of how to do it. And really it just comes down to just keep coming back to trust. I mean, it's really all that it comes down to, because there's really no conceptual idea that's going to come along with it. Cause again, this isn't a mind game. This is a heart game. So when you just keep coming back to trust, you're just dropping that pebble of trust again and again and again. And the more relentless you do it, the easier it's going to be in the future to just sort of hold that frequency without having to, you know, I guess be so active with it. But at the same time, you start to learn that being so active with trust starts to become the joy. So, I mean, yeah, I've just seen it truly manifest for me in amazing ways. And I will say that this isn't something that I've like really put into practice where I'm doing it diligently every day. This is just the natural progression of my life. So it's not like you have to do anything or do what I'm doing to, you know, to have your windfall or to have the next amazing thing in your life. That's already set up for you. But really what I'm here to invite you to do is to say, look, I don't really have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. I have to do is whatever's going to call me in the moment. And then if nothing is calling me in the moment, the best thing that I can do is to just trusting look like, I don't know. It just means to trust, whatever that means for you. So yeah. Again, it's not about knowing how to trust. It's just about trusting.
Yeah. And I think one, and this is, I think, a great point to sort of leave everybody with as we're winding down our last few minutes of the episode and of the show, is that only you know what truth feels like.
Yeah.
When it comes right down to it, when you boil it all down and you remove every single thing with every single choice and every single action, we are doing one of two things. We're either moving away from our truth or towards it. And when we're stepping into the unknown and we're moving towards new choices and new behaviors and new beliefs and we're trying to make a change, oftentimes the only way I know which way I'm moving is by how I feel. And we must be willing, like certainly if there's people you trust, ask for their input. Certainly if you're a person of faith and so you're seeking, you know, advice or insight from the holy person, certainly do that. But when you boil it all down and everything else is silent, the only thing that we're ever left with is how we feel. And only you know what truth feels like. So at some point, you're going to be asked to move in the direction of that trust, oftentimes in spite of what other people say or in spite of what the world is showing you or telling you. And you just come back to it. I know that this feels crazy. I know that this seems insane. But all I can know, all that I'm sure of in this moment is this feels like the right choice for me to make. Because the beautiful thing about a human experience is that we create using our emotions. This is what my emotional architecture that we're going to talk about in the Transformation Lab coming up in San Francisco, this is what the emotional architecture is all about, is understanding that the only reason we ever choose anything is because of how we think it will make us feel. So when I put how I feel as the primary reason for considering, or at least let that be the first thing on the list, is how do I feel about this choice? Again, that curiosity thing. Be curious about what would it feel like if I did this? What would it feel like if I made this choice? And just let yourself feel into that and trust what you feel. And if it feels conflicted or small or makes you contract or feels like it's knotted, that's probably you moving away from your truth. If it feels expansive, exciting, interesting, makes you curious, makes you hungry for more, even if it is kind of like that roller coaster feeling of like you're getting to the top of the thing and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Yeah.
There's still the sense of this is the right direction and this is the right choice. So just because you feel a little anxious doesn't mean it's the wrong decision. There's a difference between the fear of the unknown and the fear that is self-preservation. So you do have to do some work to get really clear on how you feel. But in the last minute that we have, that's what I want to share with everybody is above all else, when you boil it all down to it, a spiritual experience is really you and you. This is a relationship between you and yourself, the physical self and the expanded non-physical self. You're always in communication with yourself. You are always guided and held by yourself. And so when you boil it all down, the only person that has to feel good about what you're doing is you. And everything else, sure, it may have its place, and certainly other people may have something at stake. But if you don't feel good about what you're doing, that's a pretty big sign that perhaps you're making a choice that doesn't align with your truth. So yeah, that's where I'm going to leave it. That's my mic drop. I want to thank you, Jeremy, for your collaboration over the past 6 months. I want to thank everyone at Transformation Talk Radio who's been there to support us on this vision and on this dream. I want to thank everyone for listening. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous
day. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Love you guys.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell.